Welcome back to the show. I am Carl Falk. This is Fox Sports 1280-222-1280. To call or to text the show, a baseball documentary on Amazon produced by John, I'm going to try this, and I hope I do it right. Leonidakis?
Leonidakis. You're very close. Thank you, Carl. Good to be with you.
My pleasure. It's funny. When I saw the name, I'm like, uh-oh. But I'll give it my best shot. Well, before we start talking about the documentary, I want to get your opinion on Game 7 in the entire World Series, which obviously concluded last night. And being a bit of a historian that you are, I got to ask this question first. Is this the greatest or one of the greatest World Series of all time?
I think it's one of them. It's hard to beat last year's, Carl, when you had the Cubs getting off the schneid after 108 years in the fashion that they did. That seventh game, that World Series, that one's pretty tough to beat. But this one was darned good. Just Game 5 alone, for all of its weirdness and the comebacks, one after another. This was a great World Series, two of the best teams that absolutely deserved to be there. It was like a heavyweight boxing match. One guy throwing bombs at the other guy, giving it right back. It was a fantastic World Series. I loved it.
And the fact that I find this so amazing that in 2014, the Sports Illustrated cover, your 2017 World Series champion Houston Astros with George Springer on the cover, that's pretty bizarre.
Prophetic. There's something about those Sports Illustrated covers with all the jinxes and stuff. Maybe there's some voodoo in there.
I tell you, I wholeheartedly believe in the Sports Illustrated jinx. If you're a fan of a team and that team's playing a big game this weekend and you pick up SI and your team's on the cover, kiss it goodbye.
Yeah, I'm not a suspicious man. I just don't believe in taking chances.
Well, you're a smart man, obviously. Yeah, and I thought there was some great human interest aspects of the World Series that played in as well. George Springer, who overcame stuttering. You've got the 5'5" Jose Altuve, and what other sport is he going to get there? The fact that the Dodgers, who are one of the storybook franchises in all of baseball, hadn't been to the series since 88, and now they haven't won it since 88. I thought that all added in as well. And then you throw in Hurricane Harvey and the aftermath of that the city of Houston is recovering from. I thought it was great.
I thought it was too. And one of the things about baseball, Carl, is that it's always been a reflection of American society. And we saw that in this World Series, specifically with the racist incident between one immigrant towards another immigrant deep in the heart of Texas on the biggest stage in baseball. And I thought that that was remarkable. I thought that the tipping of the cap to Yu Darvish last night was very classy. I think that Darvish handled it very, very well. And it says a lot about the constitution of the Houston Astros that they were able to sort of contain that and not let that really impact the field of their play on the field there. And I think that's just part of a little bit of everything. Sure, you got the athletic piece, which was fantastic, the competition. But then you got the human stories. And look at some of these players, Altuve, Correa. Correa himself, I believe, came from, you know, a poverty-stricken country. Look at where they've risen to. The Houston Astros are a wonderful team, an exciting team, great for their city and great for their team. And Altuve, this was his coming out party, very much akin to Roberto Clemente getting his due in the 1971 World Series.
It's funny you mentioned that because we saw some Puerto Rican flags being carried around by a few players, Carlos Correa being one. And you think about that as well, that Carlos Beltran, one of the great people ever to come from Puerto Rico, has done so much work for his home island. And now that island in such bad shape following the hurricanes. There were a lot of people that this game in this World Series meant more than just another baseball game.
It was wonderful to see a big corporation getting involved in raising money to help Florida, to help Puerto Rico, and to help Houston. That was really good.
As a baseball historian, do you think that this World Series will be the subject of different topics, different documentaries going forward?
I think so. you know, you have so many different cultures and people from different nationalities playing in this game. You've got one of the oldest franchises in baseball up against one of the, you know, 1962 was not that long ago. And you have players like Kike Hernandez from Puerto Rico playing along with some of his other countrymen, and these were guys who have known each other. So there's a bunch of really incredible storylines, but the biggest ones are the history-making ones. 25 home runs, the most home runs in a World Series ever. That's a big deal.
Well, John, we know that's because the ball is juiced, right?
You know, we hear all these theories all the time. Oh, it's juiced, but wait, the weather in Los Angeles last week was 103, and the air was thin. But no, wait, now the air is heavy because it's cool. You know, you just don't know what to believe. I mean, it's all part of the baseball buffet, right? You take what you like, you leave what you don't. It's all, you know, magic and mystery.
And that's what, in my opinion, makes baseball great. Early on in the series, there was a picture of Altuve talking with Giancarlo Stanton. And I paused the TV and showed my wife. I said, this is what the beauty of baseball is. The guy on the left is going to be the American League MVP this year. The guy on the right hit 59 home runs. It's like David and Goliath, only they're both great.
And they're two of the most remarkable players in the game today. And it's a joy to watch them play. But what I really love about the Houston team was you could see, I mean, they were just filled with joy, these guys. You could tell they love playing with each other. And across the way, the Dodgers, highest payroll in baseball, a very deep team, a great manager in Dave Roberts. These were two great teams, and every game was a dogfight. Last night was a little anticlimactic, to answer your first question. I think it was a little anticlimactic, but it also showed why Houston won that World Series. Their pitching and their defense outperform the Dodgers' hitting. And the Dodgers batted .205 throughout the World Series. And look at what they did to Justin Turner, one of the game's clutch hitters. The guy maybe had two or three hits. Cody Bellinger, the cleanup guy who tore up the National League as a rookie, was reduced to a goat because he couldn't adjust to the way that they were pitching to him. They found their weakness, exploited it, and they bludgeoned him with it.
John Leonidakis, that better?
Yes.
Leonidakis, who's producing The Sweet Spot. It's a documentary that's going to be on Amazon. Tell me about The Sweet Spot, John.
Well, The Sweet Spot is actually a streaming television series. And we have three seasons of content up, and you can watch it on Amazon.com. You just go to Amazon, go to that search box, and go down to movies and TV, and you type in The Sweet Spot, and it will come up. And this is a very different look at baseball. We wanted to look at the human side of the game because I've been inundated with who've had the most home runs and the most RBIs, on and on and on. I want to know about the people inside the game. You know, baseball is all about sharing stories that transcend sport. I mean, what do we fans talk about at games? We share stories with each other. So we decided to be a part of the streaming revolution and put out this this television show. And we really wanted to, you know, take a different look at preserving baseball history and celebrating the game we love and transforming how we think about baseball and going behind the box scores to reveal the humanity that's woven into the game. So consequently, we've had episodes about racism. We have a whole system, and that racism piece, we've got marvelous stories coming from Jim Mudcat Grant, the first African American to win 20 games in 1965. And we've got stuff regarding Jackie Robinson. We've got perspective from a woman who's been umpiring since 1981, the black art of catching from two generations of catchers. We've got some stuff on Ernie Banks. And now our third season is all about gender discrimination, which is really how women and American girls in this country have been railroaded outside of the game of baseball. Back as far back as 74, girls couldn't even play Little League.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that because I remember as a kid, I'm 54 years old, and as a kid, just after I got done with Little League is when girls were first allowed to play Little League. So it was a very different time than it is now. We all know the League of Their Own film, the great Tom Hanks movie, and dealt with women in baseball in the 50s. But one of the things you pointed out, women umpires. There are women officials in the NFL. There are women officials in the NBA. There's never been a woman umpire in Major League Baseball. Why is that, John?
Well, it's because baseball has been a masculine fraternity for so long that it's really just put up a wall for women trying to get into umpiring at the major league level. We've had some that have gone as high as the AAA level. That would be Pam Postuma in the 80s. But ever since then, nobody's really had a shot. And that's clearly a case of gender discrimination. There are two women right now in the low minors that are making their way up. I think Major League Baseball realizes this is a black eye. And, you know, they really need to do something about this. Because, you know, what, women, they don't, their eyesight isn't as good, or they can't hear as well, they can't call balls and strikes. It's a bunch of nonsense. And the fact that it's, you know, they're still going to be 3, 4, 5 years away from getting to the majors as they continue their matriculation up the ladder here. But it's a big problem, and I think that they recognize it. And Major League Baseball has a diversity group, and this is one of the things that they're looking at. The audience and the people involved in the game on the executive level from the umpiring crew is not an accurate reflection of 50% of the population of this country and 50% of their audience.
John, let me ask you this. More likely to happen first, an automated strike zone or a female umpire in the major leagues?
Female umpire. We're never going to see the human factor get removed from the game. I think if that happens, Carl, I think a lot of people are going to get turned off.
I sure hope so, because I'm one who complains about replay ad nauseum. I think it's bad for the game of baseball. I think it takes too long. We keep hearing all of these complaints about the length of baseball, which I don't subscribe to. I think if you're a pure baseball fan, the length of a game is just what it is. There are times it gets boring, but Saturday night, or Sunday night, was a 5-hour and 28-minute game, I believe.
Yeah.
Find me a more enjoyable 5-hour and 28 minutes of anything to spend your time watching.
It was a masterpiece. And let's face it, this is a game with no clock. But if you want to look at the problems of why the games are so long, look at the television commercials. Let's start with that.
Which we both know, John, will never go away.
Because... And what people need to realize is that baseball has always been a business. What was on those outfield signs in Ebbets Field? Schaefer beer, hit a sign, win a suit. It goes back into the 19th century. It's always been a business, and I think sometimes we fans lose sight of that.
John, get you out of here on this. This is your first TV series, if you will. It's a streaming series available on Amazon called The Sweet Spot. You've made several other films. How different is it doing a series versus doing a film?
Well, what I love, first of all, you can tell more stories in a shorter period of time for less money. You know, typically my past projects have taken, a year or so. In the space of a year, I've done, almost 32 stories. Hmm. And that's no small feat. We're very, very proud of it. We're a micro studio here. You've heard of micro breweries. We're a micro studio. And that's the big difference. And this is the kind of job I love. It's the greatest job in the world. And I can do this until I drop. Just keep continuing to do a lot of these little stories along the way.
And the beauty of baseball, John, there's always going to be stories for you to tell.
And don't forget what Babe Ruth said. Baseball was, is, and always will be the greatest game.
I love it. John, I appreciate the time. Good luck with The Sweet Spot. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Carl.
Have a great day. John Leonidakis. Very hard last name to say, but I'll tell you what, you look at his stuff, it is fantastic. The Sweet Spot's available on Amazon TV. 222-1280 to call or to text. I'm Carl Falk. This is Fox Sports 1280. This bill.